While Eric is here on the Fix-It Show, you'll see that he knows what he's doing. He's president of Siding Unlimited, but that's not a desk job. He's out there working with the crews, inspecting people's structure problems and fixing them. Siding Unlimited will fix yours, too. Make a note to contact Siding Unlimited after the show's over, of course. Look them up online at SidingUnlimited.com or see Siding Unlimited's unique outside-in showroom near Gerke's Corners in Brookfield.
This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your hosts, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. If you missed the first hour, you can always find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. As we said, Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Eric.
I have been with him for years now, working at Siding Unlimited, and this is the most casual I have ever seen you. You are usually like dressed really nice. There's no logo on your shirt.
I'm not usually dressed nice. It's just a polo versus a t-shirt.
No, but
it's just a t-shirt.
Just a straight t-shirt just is catching me off guard. Oh yeah, you look fine. It's just casual for you.
I think Aaron and I went years and years of everywhere we went, we wore caulk. Like, that's what we wore every day.
Yeah, right.
We put jeans on it, had caulk on it.
A little caulk is good, a lot of caulk is better.
Our good jeans, like our good pants, within weeks would have like just
right.
caulk.
Because you're like, I'm going to just touch this up quick. I don't need to change. And then you're like, oh.
Well, because
when you're used to just wiping your hands on your jeans as you're working anyway, then you still had your good jeans on. You're like, oh.
Always.
Oh, I had the good jeans on today.
Caulk on my pants.
Always, yeah.
I feel really bad. My daughter bought me a Wisconsin Lutheran sweatshirt because that's where she went to college. And I had some great stuff I was going to seal up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
that doesn't come out of anything.
And right away it was on me. I'm like, oh, no.
You don't have a chance with that. So
no.
The stuff that you used to buy like at the big box stores was always the like crazy expanding stuff.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because now they have low expansive stuff.
That's what it was, though. And so I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
It's like the blob. It just keeps coming at you.
It's almost like you could squirt out like a half inch or a quarter inch bead. And it blows up into a softball size.
Yes, it's crazy.
And it seems to find you.
But nobody only wants to do a little bit like that. They want to squirt the, right. you know.
Well, you're trying to fill the hole. So you're squirting till you think it's full, but then it just kept going.
Yep.
So welcome to the show.
Yeah,
this
is good
to be here.
Very interesting start.
You have some shout-outs you want to give out.
Yeah, so, I know I get on this show, and the first thing we always talk about is windows and siding and roofing and all of that stuff, but every once in a while, I let it known like that I volunteer coach or that I coach baseball and I enjoy baseball. And sometimes we talk about that a little bit. But I do want the Major League Baseball draft just happened recently. And there are some boys from Wisconsin that got drafted. And a couple of them local. And some of these boys I either coached or I coached against. Because they're right around the age of my son, Ethan.
Okay.
And so it's really cool to see these names come off the board this last week and go to some of these. I mean, any major league team is a big name.
Right.
Yeah. One of them that stands out was a kid that I always coached against. That was Gavin Keelan. He's from Milton, Wisconsin. He won a state championship with Milton.
Okay.
Always coached against. He was with the Milton Mad Dogs when he was little, and then the Thundercats out in Johnson Creek and all that. Another one was this Mitchell Voigt. He's from Whitefish Bay. That kid, he's funny because my assistant coach and I, he and I coached for a long time, and I'll get to him in a minute. We saw Voigt, this Mitchell Voigt from Whitefish Bay. We saw him when he was 13 years old, and we're like, this kid's a dude. Like, this kid's going to be good. And I actually told him, I told my assistant coach, whose son is the same class, 2022 class, high school graduation class, 2022. And I looked at Chris, my assistant coach, and I said, I think this kid's going to be player of the year in the state of Wisconsin when he's a senior. And lo and behold, Mitchell Voigt went on to Michigan, got drafted by the Mets.
Nice.
First round. Really nice player. Chris, who was my bench coach, assistant coach, my right-hand man from when his son was 7 years old all the way into high school. Chris Fox is the dad, the coach. That's who I always talk to, bounce stuff away. I'll be surprised if he doesn't text soon. But his son, Rory, he's one that you know, when you see these kids young and you see a kid that, for whatever reason, like he can throw hard or he can run fast, and they're 7 years old. You know, look at it like, well, they're 7 years old. They all can. No, when you see the kid that can do it a little bit better than the other ones, they're going to be good if they get on the right path.
Right.
And that was Gavin. That was Mitchell. And then Rory was special. He was a special talent. We put our team together when these boys were 7 years old. We went on and we coached these kids up, and it was a lot of fun. And we went on different travel tournaments and stuff. We went out to Omaha during the College World Series. They do a youth tournament. We won that tournament. Went down to the Cal Ripken Experience. We won that tournament.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. Rory got drafted. He went to Notre Dame. He was their pitcher down there. And then Rory went to CMH High School, Catholic Memorial, and he got drafted this last week. He was sixth round by the New York Yankees.
Nice.
So it's just cool. Then there's another one. The Mets drafted the kid from Arrowhead, Peter Kusel, right out of high school. He's pretty good friends with my younger son. They played ball together. It's just cool to see these names. They're local names. They're from the area. Just wanted to give a shout out to some of them. I think there was 11 Wisconsin boys that got drafted. I'm missing a few, but those are the ones that I know. Oh, Will Vierling, he's a Homestead kid. He got drafted, I think, by the Phillies. You know, so just kids that either we coached against or played against, or I coached them.
Yeah, nice.
Or but somewhere along the line, Ethan, my son, like became friends with some of these guys, and it's just cool to see their names go.
So. Well, congrats to all of them, and we have Eric all hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Not only running Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited, but living in the community and coaching kids up to the major leagues. I like it.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, we're going to take a break. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ. 'Cause if
there's more David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ. If there's more to life.
You like this song when Eric's in.
I do.
It's more to life than baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Brewers took game one against the Dodgers yesterday. Game two is in LA tonight. 6:10 pitch. You can catch the game here.
They got the Dodgers number. Might see him in the postseason, huh?
I hope so. We're only a game out of first place against the Cubs, so we're good.
The problem is the Dodgers see that,
yeah,
and then they'll trade their best prospects in the minors for the best.
Man.
Yeah, they'll load up.
They'll load up.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Brewers should load up. Come on, spend some money.
I would love it.
So in our meeting yesterday, Stephanie came in and announced a new feature on the website at SidingUnlimited.com.
Yeah, so go on to SidingUnlimited.com, scroll down a little bit, and you'll find a
3D design and visualization tool is what it says.
Yes, and all you have to do is when you go into it, it's a pretty simple program. All you have to do is take a picture of the front of your house, upload it onto there, and you can start changing. You can change colors of the siding. You can change the colors of the window. You can change the style of the siding. You can play around with it. There's definitely more elaborate programs out there, but for something as quick and easy, this is actually a pretty good tool for quick and easy and easy access on our website.
And the other thing that's about it, you put your picture in, and there's an, what is it, Inspire Me button or a Design Instantly button, and it gives you all kinds of options that you can see your house on that you may not have even thought about. It just suddenly your house looks different. It's like, oh, look at that.
Which is probably 90% of the audience. 90% of the people are like, I have some ideas, but I still want others just to compare and see what's out there. It's a pretty cool tool.
I am amazed at how many people just like, I want it to look like it does now, only new.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to, okay, we can do that for
works.
Sure.
Yeah.
We definitely can do that.
Yeah.
But have you thought of any different looks of the house? And this would give you that idea.
Yeah. And actually, to speak on your, I've been in the business, I've offered advice and everything. And then, of course, when I get into my own scenario. I don't necessarily take my own advice. My previous house, I always tell people, you know what? Look around and look at the neighbor's colors.
Yeah.
So you don't like necessarily piggyback like your next door neighbor's
looks
color.
Exactly they like look your at, house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And lo and behold, I finished my, and I never looked at my neighbor's houses. And I'm like, you know what? We picked a color that's pretty common in this area.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my next house, we changed the color and it was different from my neighbor's. It actually looks nice because we've got a blue, we've got a clay, like my house is more of a clay earth tone, and then we've got a yellow. And they all look really nice and they all are different.
Okay. So, but this would be a great start if you want to go to sidingunlimited.com. You scroll about halfway down and you'll see the 3D design and visualization tool. Put your picture of your house in there and then start playing around. See what it could look like. And then call us.
Then call us.
What's
the
number?
262-567-4513 is to our office.
There you go. Or just fill out the form at sidingunlimited.com and somebody will get back to you. We are going to take a break. Get your calls and texts in. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on the show this hour. I was sitting out on the patio last night with some people, and the Jets were flying overhead. I guess yeah. It was kind of
Blue
late
Angels.
Afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
Go
the
Navy.
Air and Water Show going on Sunday. Is it tomorrow?
Today, I think.
Today and tomorrow?
Today, yeah.
Okay. They're loud when they go over the top of your house and you're sitting in your yard. It was like, whoa.
And it's amazing.
In fact, one of the kids came running. They were scared. They're like, what is happening? Oh.
But they're getting all the way out to your house to turn around and come back. Yeah. That's how far out. I mean, they're crazy.
Yeah. So cool. We did get a text that says, I have a fairly new house, but this space under my patio door, see photo, was never filled in. Is it too big to caulk? It's about 5/8 of an inch.
No, it's not too big to caulk, but it is too big to only caulk.
Mm-hmm.
That picture, what I saw there is clean out the old caulk. You can take a utility
might just
knife.
Be concrete.
That's oh, that was there?
Yeah, rough concrete that was there. Concrete settling or shrinking a little bit away from the door sill.
That could
be,
what I think. Yeah. Then try to clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
If it is old caulk, utility knife, if it is old concrete, then...
A little cold chisel.
You can chisel it out. And then... Use a backer rod. You know, use something that's going to fill the space that's not caulking material, and then you can caulk over it. And Dave, you've got a couple.
Yeah, Vulcum has a bit of a texture to it. We always talk about Quad OSI or Quad Max. Those are really good caulks.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably better for siding.
Yeah.
You know, siding joints and trims and things like that. Vulcum's got a bit of a texture, so it looks a little more concrete. Otherwise, Sika, S-I-K-A, is a brand that for repairing mortar joints, masonry, and that product, you can, if you go all the way to the far side in Home Depot where they sell all the roofing materials and their bags of concrete and everything, they have a section on the shelf there and they have all their Sika brand of caulks and things.
Is that
self-leveling?
Yeah.
It's a different product, same manufacturer, Sika, but they have self-leveling concrete. That would be for a joint or a crack in a horizontal.
Sure.
This you wouldn't use self-leveling because it'll all run out of there. So what we're talking about here is below the sill of your patio door and the concrete. So you want something that has a little consistency so it doesn't run out of there. So the Sika brand of products or the Vulcum would work.
Sika, do they have different colors? Kind of Vulcum, you can find a gray.
Yeah.
I don't know the color names of Vulcum. I used to we used to tear off cedar a lot of Vulcum used to be used a lot
on cedar.
On cedar.
Because of the texture.
Yep. And we used to tear off a lot of siding, and it was never because Vulcum was failing. It was because the siding was cracking and falling apart.
Vulcum comes in colors. The Sika brand of products is generally a concrete or a mortar color, gray or limestone.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying, because you can get a grayish tone to match the concrete that's Vulcum Vulcum too.
Yeah.
All right, this text came and said, hello, would Siding Unlimited replace one very long piece of siding that came off the peak of my house? I still have the piece that blew off during a storm. Talk about what Siding Unlimited does.
Yeah, so everything on the exterior of the house, siding, windows, roofing, and doors, all of that stuff, decks, our other company, Outdoor Living Unlimited, does the decks and the hardscapes and all of that stuff. When it comes to repairs, it's kind of one of those things where some of these repair handyman, like they'll come out and they'll charge like a ton of money, like a fair, like to replace or repair one piece. And if that's all you need, that's probably the way to go. But if it's something like, all right, this one came off because it might have, I mean, if it was fiber cement and it fell off and it cracked or something like that, that might have been a problem with the installation. You might have bigger issues than just one piece. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, or if it's aluminum and it's failing, and you already know, all right, we've got a bunch of dents we're looking to replace. If you're looking to replace the wall of siding, which a lot of times when we get those phone calls for one piece, it becomes, yeah, you know what? I don't want to throw good money at a failing system here. And then they look to replace the wall, replace the siding on the house. So if you're looking for replacement, that's us. If you're looking for like a one-piece deal like this, then you're just find a handyman that can come in and take care of that, and that's usually your best bet.
Sure. All right. Good answer. Good question. Keep them coming. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We now go over to Sean Brenda in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, Sean.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
It is a Fix It Show, and Coldplay playing in the background. Isaac, that's very timely. I appreciate that. So
I was just saying, you know, when pieces of siding blow off in a storm, I mean, that's a little small to make an insurance claim, but you said handyman. Yeah. There are insurance restoration contractors that do, you know, work for insurance claims. So if you're going to file a claim, you could call somebody. But if it was a warranty thing from work you did, you're going to go do it.
If you're a previous customer of ours, you're a customer of ours, and we did the work, and you know, and you have a call, call us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we want to take care of our customers for sure. Mm-hmm. But if we had everybody in Milwaukee, southeastern Wisconsin calling us for every repair, like, it's just, we don't have the manpower for that. So We really stick to our, you know, it's the message. Like, we don't want to tell people something that we don't do and then mislead them. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a previous customer of ours, and you're looking for, like, that's what we would be for, replacement of the windows. Now, if there's storm damage, like if you have hailstorm with a roof or with siding or with windows, if you have hail damage, that's a different story. Like, because generally, that's going to be a full replacement.
Sure.
Call us. In most cases, we'll work with you. We'll work with your insurance agent. Recently, though, with some of the, you really have to read what you're buying when it comes to homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
Because recently we've worked with, there was a couple hailstorms that came through this spring. And we're finding that some of the claims coming through covered, because they have the right coverage. Some of them are coming through and they're like, it might be, nope, we don't have it for that claim. Or they'll come out and they'll be like, nope, that doesn't look good because something's dented or cracked, but it's not structural, and it's not going to cause a problem when it comes to water
it's
and
just
rain.
Cosmetic,
but it looks awful.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I just recently heard is that there's insurance companies that are excluding certain restoration companies that. Well, it's that company. Well, we don't want to work with them. So we've worked with everybody, you know. So when it comes to a hail damage scenario, we've been able to work with talk through scenarios with everybody to get work done, and do it right.
Okay, I want to do something that's going to make everybody mad. Let's go back to January and February and think of when it was cold. Although this past winter wasn't horrible. But typically, a Wisconsin winter is bad. It's cold. You're complaining about your windows. They're icing up. They're letting drafts through. And you're just miserable because you're not comfortable in your own home. It's July.
Yeah.
But
the same thing's happening in reverse.
Yeah. But winter's coming as well.
Yeah.
And if you don't act soon, we're going to be into winter again, and you're not going to get your windows and your patio doors replaced in time to keep that cold out again. This is the time of year to be thinking about it, right?
Right now, like, this is exactly the time to be thinking about it. And this isn't to spur up summer work or anything like that. We're busy. That's not a problem for us. We're busy. It's more for the listener.
Yeah.
You know, because our guys are going to be busy all year. That's fine. It's just a matter of getting on the books, getting in the schedule. And if you call and we do something now and in August, we do have now we stand a fighting chance to get it in before winter actually happens. What ends up every year on this show is we talk about it a little bit in July, and then we talk about, but then we get the calls in November.
Yeah.
Hey, can you replace my windows now? Because winter's coming, or mm-hmm. or we have snow in the forecast or whatever.
Yeah.
And Dayton and I, we're throwing ourselves out in front of a bus flying by talking about snow in July.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact is if you want to get on the books, you got to act now. Now is the time. Now get it. Be proactive. And then we can get the we can do windows, doors, all that stuff before winter hits.
I
thought you were going along the line. So when you see all that condensation, ice, and all that stuff, is that it's because the air, there's leaking around the window sash. You're not locking your windows or other things, and you see the evidence. Well, it's still happening this time of the year. You're still losing all that air and everything. You just don't see it as much because temperature difference aren't. There's not as much of a temperature difference. It's 90 degrees outside. Maybe you're cooling inside to 70, and you don't really see condensation. But if you're cooling down into the 60s, you're going to get condensation just in the reverse because it's hot outside and cool inside now. So it's still happening. You're still losing that energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. You don't experience it as much as when you do in the winter.
That reverse condensation, that's what we, in our industry, because we get so many calls when we see condensation inside the house. We call it reverse condensation when you see it outside the house.
Yeah.
It's all condensation. But like this last week when the temperatures overnight got cool, you might go outside and you have dew on the grass. Well, that's mm-hmm. condensation.
Right.
You might have it on the siding. Well, that's because your wall is separating the energy inside and the outside so well that the outside surface is cool, like the grass. I have it on my windows because my windows are that good that they perform, that they keep the inside energy away from the outside energy so that outside surface of the glass is just as cool as the wall or the grass, and I get condensation on the outside of my windows on the glass when I wake up in the morning. That tells me that my windows are working and actually working really well. And I replaced my windows 5 years ago. So if you want that same experience with that quality of a window, we are the company to call for sure.
And we've been humid lately, so that's happening more. I was standing at second base on the softball diamond on Monday night, 9 o'clock on Monday night, and my glasses were fogging up.
Yeah,
like what? It's 9 o'clock on a Monday night. It should not be 90 degrees and that humid. No, I need to find something because I couldn't see. I'm like, I'm going to get hit by a softball right now. All right, we're going to take a break. More of your calls and texts. Get them in, 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. And check us out, sidingunlimited.com. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. A high of 81. Scattered, very scattered. Don't cancel any plans because of it is what they're saying if you're a meteorologist follower. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talking text line is 855-616-1620. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us right now. This text says, can your company replace the screen door and track without replacing our patio door, which works fine?
So something like that ends up being a wild goose chase, trying to actually track down a screen that's going to fit, because a lot of that stuff comes from the manufacturer specific. And then over time, those manufacturers either go out of business, like the old Wisconsin door. The Parkview,
It's 5'6" or 6'6".
Yeah.
It's like the only company that made a 6-inch door, you know, bigger than everybody else's.
Yeah. And are they in business?
Doubt it.
I doubt it. Yeah. But there's a lot of other patio door manufacturers that have gone out of business, changed names, all that. So like Norco is another one that they sold and stuff. And so things change. And even Marvin, Pella, Anderson, like even the big names change their product, change their style. Like they have to upgrade. They're chasing energy efficiency all the time. So things change. So you end up, whether it's the screen door itself, the screen frame, screen door rollers. I mean, the track. The track is part of the sill. So if that gets beat up, you're not replacing that.
No.
But rollers underneath the door, some of the hardware. You just can't replace. It's almost impossible to replace. You send a guy like me on a wild goose chase. I'm gonna come back and be like, that's going to take me forever. It's not the cost of anybody's time to go chase this stuff down. So those are the situations, and these are old. Like, it's probably a 25-year-old door, and upgrading, putting a new door in is going to be so much better. Like, it's worth the investment to put it in because it's going to be energy efficient. We had and talking about our meeting yesterday and our Siding Unlimited sales war room where we bring up pictures and jobs and stuff that we're doing. There is one of the guys brought up a picture of a it was a lake home, and it was a dining room, and around that was the patio door, and then all these picture windows. And one of the things we talked about was, like, that has to be a cold room in the winter, because mm-hmm. all of that glass, it's 25, 30-year-old product. The energy efficiency is just non-existent. And the patio door absolutely has to leak like a sieve. Yeah. And what did Bob, our salesman, what did he say?
He said, yeah, it's a really cold room.
We brought that up.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I'm always freezing in this room in the winter. We go to replace all of that. That makes that room much more comfortable. So there's when you start seeing things fail, like the screen door or the rollers or these little things that you want to, can we fix it? Chances are it's ready for replacement.
Sure. All right. We're going to take another break. One segment left. This hour flew by quick.
They all do.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. If you got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Thank you, Eric Brown, for sponsoring us. We appreciate that. He is with Siding Unlimited, one of two owners. Aaron is your brother,
yep,
and you guys
yep.
run the company together. Been doing it for 31 years and doing a good job, obviously, because you keep growing, and now you've expanded to Madison, and it's just going well.
We keep moving forward, keep progressing. And I think the best thing, Dayton, you can attest to this, I think, with our company is that we're not a revolving door of
right.
employment. And so that just leads to, all right, a lot of the things that are going on right inside the walls at Siding Unlimited.
It's actually, to me, because I've been in a lot of different companies over the years, it's impressive at how long people stay with the company. It really is. It doesn't happen a lot anymore, but it does at Siding Unlimited.
Yeah, so. And I mean, I think it's like just an opportunity where, I mean, we come to work and it's almost a and then we don't have a stress-free environment. Like,
no.
We don't have that. but we
work together.
But we work together. Yeah. We've got great people, and it almost it's almost a release for life. Like, it's like whatever else is going on. It's just cool.
The guys that run the place are pretty good too.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. So it's going to be a decent day out today. I go walking around my house. What are some maintenance type things I should be looking for as I do that?
Yeah. You know, the visual inspection, the homeowner visual inspection is number one. That's the first thing that has to happen before any one of us, before Dayton comes out to the house, before I come out to the house, or before Dave comes out to the house as an inspector. It has to be, the homeowner has to see something. So we want to point out, what are you looking for? And it's anything that isn't perfect on the house. Seems out of place. And not necessarily like not quote unquote perfect, like, there can be like a little this and that, aging happens. But when you start seeing like paint bubbles rot, stuff like that, windowsills rotting, siding discoloration, like seeing swelling, rotting, like anything that you start seeing.
Algae running down a wall.
All of these things are signs of moisture. And if you're seeing it on the siding, like or on the roof or on the windows or on the decking, like if you see all of this stuff, it's you have to move, you have to act, because once you know, the only line of defense for the whole house is the roof, the siding, the flashings, the windows, like is what you see. If we peel all of that back, there's not much for a second line of defense. There really isn't. I mean, there's we use underlayments. Not everybody did, like a lot of houses if you have a house built in the 90s and you haven't replaced your siding or windows yet, you got to really put it on the calendar. But looking for signs of rot, if you see that discoloration, moisture, if you see that on the outside, you pretty much guarantee that it's already made its way in.
Yeah.
Areas like around, like if you have a deck, looking underneath your deck, looking at the deck ledger, or even the deck boards, if they're cedar boards, could be rotting from underneath. That could be a fall hazard, because we've seen it where the top of the deck looks fine, but as it rains, water goes around that deck board and it's capillary action. It drips off the bottom. Well, that's where it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's over time, that's a little bit more and more and more, and then it becomes rotting and rotting, and now it starts damaging. You don't even see it, and you could put your foot through. So, I mean, those are the inspections. So around deck boards, rot, wood rot along windowsills, windows, doors. If your flashings aren't working properly, or if you don't have any rust in the valleys on chimneys valleys of roofs, just all stuff like that. Now, Dave, do you have anything to add?
Oh no, everything you've said. You know, if you have painted wood trim, and it looks wrinkly,
yeah,
it's rotting.
Yeah,
you know, you can literally probably walk up and put your finger through it. So the paint can be holding the wood, the surface, but behind it, it's rotting. So just be careful. Don't go up and stick your finger through it, because now it's damaged, and now you really have to do something.
Yep.
I have to be a little careful of that on my inspections, but sometimes that's the only way you can tell that something's soft.
One time I was doing a window, you know, going around looking at windows, and I took my pencil and poked the corner of the bottom.
Yeah.
Went right through. I was like, oh, geez.
It's the caulk.
That wasn't good. No, it was the inside. It was the frame of the window.
Inside?
Just was completely rotted out. Oh. My pencil went right through it. Okay. I was pointing to it. See, right here, this is probably inside. You're seeing it now on the surface, but it started inside, and I poked it, and it went right through. I was like, yeah, it's time for some new windows. Yeah. But I've learned, let the customer poke their finger.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Not me.
I was walking a roof. This is a while ago. I was walking a roof, quoting it, and it's where a tree always, they had this old beautiful tree, but it overhang the house, and that area never dried out. The shingles were 30 years old. The shingles, it was actually one of those interlocking shingles, and they were aged. But I walked over there to hook my tape on the end, and I put my foot right through the shingles, right through the decking, and it was on the overhang. So the soffit plywood is what stopped me from going further down. So it's moisture, I mean, that's what we're fighting against all the time.
Water.
So if you start seeing signs of moisture building up, causing problems like rot, all of that stuff, it's time. You got to get us on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Real quick question here, if we can get to it. We have a double door for our entrance and one is fake. Can you replace these with what brand door would you put in?
Yes. I don't know how much time we have to talk about.
The doorknob's probably in the middle of the door, too. Remember those?
Yeah, or that fake door is in front of the stairway.
Yeah, that's probably what they're talking about.
Closet.
So we're replacing my daughter's next week. They have that double door. We're making it one door.
Yep.
We're going to build in the wall. You don't have to do that. You can put a fake one in and make it look like it's a double still, but we're not. We're going to build in a wall and then put in just a single door. We're making that happen.
But we can do that. That's not a problem for us.
They have Pella windows. Would you use a Pella door or a different entry door system?
Well, no, we would use a different entry door system. Entry doors, Pella scrapped their program and went to somebody else a long time ago. So we have our own entry door system we've had a lot of success with.
All right. We have 1 minute. Give us the elevator pitch. What is Siding Unlimited all about?
Exterior remodeling, siding, windows, roofing, doors, where we are with Pella, windows and patio doors. We are five-time Pella Platinum Premier National Contractor of the Year. So five-time National Contractor of the Year with Pella. You don't just walk in and get that. You earn it. And 31 years in business really got us rolling to the point where we're not a revolving door of employment. We have a great team in the office, on the sales, and especially out in the field. And I guess that's the easiest way to describe Siding Unlimited.
All right. SidingUnlimited.com. And the Instagram page is awesome if you want to see the work that we do. So that's just Siding Unlimited LLC.
Yep, on Instagram.
On Instagram. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Good show. Yeah. Always good to see you, Eric.
Thanks again for golf on Wednesday.
Have a good week.
You too.
Anything fun? No?
Always work. Doing stuff fun, yes.
All right. Coming
Life's
up
fun.
Next, the Fox World Travel Show. Andrea will be filling in for Rose Gray.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.